I want you to turn to John, Book of John, in the New Testament, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. I spoke from these verses in January and talked about the importance of community, and community in a way that reflects love, and in that way reflects our discipleship and therefore affects the people around us. And so that's what I did in January. But what I want to do now is expand that to encompass the rest of our vision as Grace Church. We've been around now as Grace Church for about 7 years. And right from the very beginning, this was put together. I brought this banner over here so I could point to it. It's our vision. There are three parts to our vision. Making much of God in all we do. This is slightly expanded. Impacting Bromsgrove and the ends of the earth with the good news of Jesus Christ. And building a community, an authentic, spirit-filled community. Those are the three things we're here to do. And that's not changing. You know, we're not changing that. That's what we're here to do. Now, I spoke in January on how I felt God was saying that it was important for us to build community. Now, what I'm not doing is standing up here and saying, great, we've done that now. We're moving on. We're not done. We're never done, are we, with that? We've got to keep on going because we've got to keep on improving it and keep on getting that better, doing that better, doing that in a better way. So there are a number of things we're doing around community groups to help with that, which will sort of roll out over time because we're looking at what we do carefully with community groups in helping to build closer community. And there are other things we're doing too. And we won't stop doing that. So that'll carry on. But the danger is if we only focus on community, the danger is we start becoming insular. And we just look at one another and look at each other and look at ourselves. And we become this little gathering here that goes nowhere and just has a nice time together. Now, I'm all for having a good time together. But actually, there's more to it than that because we've got the rest of the vision. And the rest of the vision, other than community, is making much of God in all we do and impacting Bromsgrove and the ends of the earth with the gospel, the good news of Jesus. And so what I want to do is read these two verses and explain how that fits with the vision. So John 13, 34 and 35, a new commandment, this is Jesus speaking, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So you can see there that love for one another is mentioned a lot, and that's why I use that verse to talk about community. But also, the word disciple is in there. If you look carefully, you are my disciples, it says. By this all people will know that you are my disciples. So we're a community, but we're a community of disciples. What is that? Well, a community of disciples, and what bit of the vision does that relate to? Well, a disciple is someone who makes much of God in everything they do, who acknowledges God in everything they do, is surrendered to God. Being a disciple is about being fully surrendered to God in everything, and therefore bringing glory to him in everything. And so being a disciple is important. And this verse shows us that it's actually through us being disciples in a community that people will know who Jesus is and what he can do for them. So what are we going to do? I've talked about community earlier in the year, so I'm not going to dwell on that one today. I'm going to say something very briefly about being disciples. We are going to start a new series of teaching on Sundays here, which I hope will help us with our discipleship. And that is a series we're calling Freedom. Now, I've never seen Braveheart, but I'm told he shouts freedom really loudly in a Scottish accent. I'm not even going to try that. But we're going to talk about freedom. What does that mean? Well, actually, it can mean a lot of things. And there are going to be topics such as freedom to give, freedom to serve, freedom from guilt, freedom from sin. So you can actually put in practically anything. So we can teach on all sorts of things. And Jared is going to kick that off in a couple of weeks. He's not in here at the moment. He's out with Max Impact. Jared is going to make his debut in a couple of weeks in teaching from the front like this. And he's going to be speaking on something in that Freedom Series. I haven't sat down with him yet to see what that is. I believe it's around the kingdom of God, about being free to be part of the kingdom of God. So it'll be a series on, because we're free, then we can do this, or we are this. So that's what we're going to do. And I hope that will help in us knowing more about Jesus and growing more as well. But of course, discipleship isn't just about sitting and listening to someone teach. It is helpful, but it is not complete. It's also about being with one another. So you see, discipleship and community are linked, and you cannot separate them. So actually, being part of a community helps us with our discipleship, because what we do is we speak to one another. We pull one another up on things in love, okay, nicely. Sometimes it doesn't feel that nice, does it? I really don't like it when someone comes up to me and says, you know, I've observed this. Oh, I know they're right. But then pride comes up, doesn't it? You think, oh, I don't want to admit to that. But we're like that, aren't we? We get things wrong and we help each other in getting it right. And that's part of being a community. It's part of being disciples. So there's that accountability with one another. And that's all I want to say on the discipleship part, because actually the bit I want to concentrate on for the next few minutes is the middle one there on the sign. We want to impact Bromsgrove and the ends of the earth with the good news of Jesus Christ. Because as I sat and thought, I thought, it's September. Now, I don't naturally work on an academic calendar, September to July. Although, as it happens, that's the way we tend to function, certainly as Grace Church, and I know a lot of people here do, because you've either got kids or you work in schools, and it just seems to me, I don't know whether this is just a shift in my perception, that more people look at kicking things off in September than they do in January. I don't know whether that's just me and the way I look at things now. So I just thought, well, I'm not going for some grand kickoff here or anything like that, but I just wondered what God had got in store for us in this new academic year, this time we'll had our holidays and we come back together, we're going to get back into work and all that entails. And I just felt God wanted to remind us about something that is on the next page of my notes. And that is that he has not called us just to do this, although this is good and we will always do it, but he's called us to action. And I believe that God is calling us to a renewed sense of purpose in mission, in going out there, in seeing people saved. You know, New Day was just amazing. It's got to be one of the highlights of my year this year. It was stunning. And do you know, I've just remembered I was going to ask Moz to say something and I had to do it at the beginning because he had to go and I forgot and he's gone. Anyway, I shall tell you a bit about that in a bit, or I might wait and see if he comes back. Depends how long he has to be out. Where was I? I got distracted there because I remembered I'd forgotten about that. A renewed sense of purpose in mission. New Day. You know, New Day was stunning. We saw four people just give their lives to Jesus from Grace Church, from here. As they said, you know, there was Emily and Luke and James, who isn't here, and Nathan, who I believe has gone now, has had to go. Just fantastic. And I thought, well, actually, that's four. How many more people are there in Bromsgrove? There's a lot. There's a lot of people in Bromsgrove. And I know we talk about mission a lot, but actually, I think we need to talk about it more. Because when it comes down to it, our calling is, and I wrote this down on the side of my notes, so hang on. That's it. Our calling is not to knowledge, it's not to know more, but it's to make disciples. Because what was it Jesus said before he went? Go and make disciples. He didn't say go and learn stuff. He didn't say go and get your theology right. He didn't say anything like that. He said go and make disciples. Now, yes, we need to understand the Bible. We need to learn. We need to do all that. Of course we do. But actually, first and foremost, we're on a mission. And I truly believe that while this is good, and as I said, I'm not running this kind of meeting down and teaching, and I think it's important, and I'm a big advocate of preaching and teaching like this. I think it's right. But actually, what we've got to be careful of is that we're not sitting here wanting more and more for ourselves, but that actually we're going out and doing stuff. We're taking those things we're learning and going out and using them. And I do believe that we learn just as much, if not more, by going out and sharing the gospel, seeing people saved, and then discipling them as we do sitting here listening to someone teach. I really believe we learn just as much, if not more, by being out there doing it, getting stuck in, preaching the gospel. And preaching the gospel, that by that, I don't necessarily mean standing up in the middle of Bromsgrove High Street doing it, although it could entail that. I'm not saying don't do that. Let me know if you're going to do it. I might come in disguise and watch. But actually, it's about sharing our lives. It's about letting people know who we are and what a difference Jesus has made to our lives. As we were worshipping, it was as Helen brought what she brought, and I got the phrase in my mind, risk more, grow more. Because actually, I think sometimes we live quite a safe life. I don't want to upset my friends. They're my friends. If I suddenly say, if I'm a bit more overt about Jesus, am I going to, oh, they might not be my friends. Maybe I should wait. This may be a long-term thing. Well, yeah, maybe. But I shouldn't be using that as an excuse. Risk more, grow more. So actually not risk more, listen to more teaching, but risk more, grow more, risk more by preaching the gospel, by being out there talking about Jesus. Again, don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying that teaching isn't a good thing. But actually, we need to do something with it. We need to do something with what we've heard. We need to be a people of action. Now, when I say a people of action, I want to clarify, I'm not talking about adding to your list of things to do, because we've all got plenty of things to do. What I'm talking about is involving Jesus in the things that you already do. Just being who you are, being the church with all our friends. Now, again, we've talked about this a lot, but I think we need to talk about it more. I was listening to a song. I don't listen to a lot of what I call, no, I'm quoting a TV program then. If people haven't seen it, they won't understand. What people call worship music. You know what I mean? The kind of songs we sing on a Sunday. Again, good things. They're good things. But I don't tend to listen to many of those kind of CDs because it's not my kind of music. You know, and I'm not going to force myself to listen to things. That's just me. Many people like them. I do like some, but long story. But I made a much longer story of that than I needed to. I was listening to some, and it was an album called 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. It's not mine, it's Pam's. Just so you know. It's your album. No, it's not your album, but you bought it. I bought it for you. Anyway, yeah, it's a Matt Redman album. But there's a song on there. And in that song, there's a line that says this: if our God is who he says he is, then he can change this city, I think it says. Change the world. If our God is who he says he is, we can change the world. If our God is who he says he is, we can change this town. We can change this town. We can make a difference. But only if God is who he says he is. Well, he is, isn't he? God is who he says he is. He has the means, the resources to do what he says he can do. He can change this town. But he does it and chooses to do it through us. He doesn't come in. Sometimes God just comes in sovereignly and goes, bam, revival. But that's the exception. We know it's the exception because they write books about it. They don't write books. No one's going to write a book, I don't think, about the week I had last week. It's just normal. But it's in the normality of our everyday lives that we share Jesus with people. and that we show people who Jesus is. Last weekend, someone who'd never been to Grace Church before, or they came last weekend, they hadn't been previous to that, brought a word for Grace Church. And I'm going to, just so you know, this recording is going to go be password protected on the website, just because of some of the things I want to say, and it was for Moz's story, which I'll talk a little bit about. So if you haven't got a login for the website, go on to our makingmuchofgod.org, go to resources, and you can apply for a password there. And it just comes through to me, and then I click a button that says okay. So if you want to re-listen to this, you'll need to do it that way. The video from today will be password protected because I pinched a bit of footage from New Day. It's copyrighted, so I can't really put it up on YouTube. So just so you know, that's where you'll be able to get that at some point soon. He brought this word to me, and he talked about the churches in Bromsgrove and said he got a picture of lots of ruins, which is why I want to password protect this, because I don't want to run down other churches. But this is what he said. He's not from here. He's not even from this country, when the guy said this. Never been to Bromsgrove before. He said the churches are like ruins. He said, but God has got a flag, and he wants one of the churches to be raised up, grasp the flag, and run with it. By the flag, he meant the purposes of God. Now, he wasn't referring to us as a ruin. Don't worry about that. He was on about the history of Bromsgrove and the churches as they've been through the years here. And he said, if you don't grab it, if Grace Church doesn't take the flag and run with it, run with the purposes of God and what God's got for this town, someone else will. I'd love it if all the churches did that. That's the reality. I'd love all the churches in Bromsgrove to just be out there seeing people saved, full of the Spirit of God, seeing miracles and all that. But actually, in the nicest possible sense, they're not my responsibility. We are responsible for this, as to whether we are going to raise up and grasp the flag and run with it, the purposes of God. Because if for Grace Church to do it, that's each of us to do it, isn't it? Because Grace Church isn't something that's separate to us. Now, Grace Church is not something we go to on a Sunday. It's who we are. You've heard me say that a lot. It's who we are. We are Grace Church. And if we're going to grasp the purposes of God and run with them in this town to see this town change, to see God's purposes accomplished, it is down to each and every one of us to say, what's my part? I will do it. I will run with it. Now, you might say, well, I'm doing that, and I've been doing that for the last 7 years, and I'm seeing nothing. I'm not seeing any fruit. I just want to encourage you, persevere. Persevere, because we will see fruit. God promises that, doesn't he? Doesn't it say in the Bible, go and make disciples? It's not go and make disciples. Well, you might make some, you might not. It just says go and do it. There's an expectation that it will happen. And so as we do, as we share Jesus with people in our lives, as we speak to people, we will see fruit. We will see things happen, but sometimes we just have to persevere. We have to be patient. There are a number of people who have said to me recently, and I don't know how much I believe this, but I'll put it out there anyway, that after 7 years, churches become fruitful. After having been planted, it normally takes about 7 years for churches to see a lot of fruit. I don't know whether that's true. That's in some people's experience. And it's been said to me by a number of people who have a lot of experience in planting churches and leading churches. We've been here 7 years. You know, it's not some magic figure, so let's not get hung up on it. But let's be expectant that God wants fruit. And by fruit, you know what I mean, don't you? People, seeing people saved, seeing disciples made. We want to see it. We need to be expectant. But I said, I'm not expecting you to add things to your to-do list. This is not about adding things to your to-do list. And just, Moz, that was such perfect timing. Moz has got a story to tell. Thanks, Moz. Ah, oh, brilliant. Let me.
There we go.
Yeah, just say, because this bit doesn't need recording, really.
Also been involved, but the opportunities that I've had to be able to witness out of it at work have been fantastic. Some of the work guys have been involved, so to be able to construction department, some of those guys have come over and given me a hand and helped me out in that way. But I happened to be back at work last week, I think the week before, or a miracle or something. And so this blessing that we've had, that we've become, myself and the boys, that we've been receiving it from you, being the tools that God has used to give us that blessing, to then be able to so easily say, and that's just one example. I've actually shared the story, just like, most of them know what we've gone through, they're aware of it before I went on the holiday. A lot of guys were aware of what was going on, but I was doing that while off on holiday, was finishing up the wilderness. So it's been absolutely fantastic. So because of our community, I'm able to say, God has provided that met our needs.
Brilliant, thanks, Moss. So you see, that isn't about adding to Moz's to-do list. It's actually just Moz being Grace Church where he works. It's about Moz being a disciple where he works. And at Band of Brothers on Friday night, I talked about Gideon with lots of noise and actions and things like that for the younger ones. But some of the old ones enjoyed that as well, I'm sure. And I did. But you see, as Gideon had an army of 32,000 people and God gradually whittled that down to 300, Gideon must have been thinking, I didn't want to fight in the first place and now God's taking all my resources away. Things are getting worse, not better. How am I going to save Israel? Because that's what God had told him he was going to do. But actually, as things seemed to get worse, and that's Moses' testimony, as things got difficult, God was accomplishing his purposes. God was acting through that. And we often find that, don't we? Through the hard times, God does stuff in us. But also, what we don't always realise is that God is working through us and other people are seeing how we react to those hard times. And that is a witness. So I just thought it would be great to hear that story. We've got But We Had to Party coming up. You know, we cancelled it on the 12th of June because it was one of the worst rainy days in June. We've had other worse ones since. It's now the 25th of September. How much faith is required for that? That it's going to be dry. But again, not adding to our to-do list, but actually it's a Sunday. We're going to be here anyway, aren't we? Let's come. Let's bring our friends. It's about integrating our friends into our way of life. It's about being natural with how we talk to them. And actually, it's about then saying, there's an opportunity. I'm taking the risk. And I'm going to take the risk and pray that God honours that. Yeah. Yeah.
Atmosphere was there, and he was just blown away by it. And he was saying, he came last time to do the book at the party, and he was saying, when's the next one? You haven't had one this year. Jen said, well, it's been cancelled and stuff. He said, well, when is it? When is it? And he's absolutely looking forward to We Had the Party. And maybe it isn't special, it was just being part of the community and all that we were doing.
Brilliant. Thanks, Gordon. It's a great illustration of that verse from John 13, 35, that by our love for one another, people will know that there's something different about us, that we're the disciples of Jesus. And so it's important for us to be real with people. It's important for us to be open with people. It's important for us to know when's the right time to take that risk and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. For those of you who were not around in the first 12 months of Grace Church being here, I'm going by that clock. I've got a couple of minutes. I think we nicked the saying from somewhere. I think it was an Oxfam one that said something along the lines of find something you love doing and change the world while you do it. And we used to say that quite a lot. Find something you love doing and change the world while you do it. And that for us involved being part of clubs and just getting out and mixing with people. Some of you know I like astronomy, and so I just found a couple of guys on the internet who are in Bromsgrove who liked astronomy, I found one guy and said, is there a club? I want to learn more. I want to be around people. And he said, no, but I've thought about starting one. A week later, I was sitting in the stranger's kitchen as we decided to start an astronomical society in the town. And we've now got, I don't know, 40, 45 members. And we've been running 3 years. I know lots of people now. And I mix with them. And I've had some fantastic conversations with them. And being able to share what it is I believe with some of them. And so it's important that we do that. However, we must also not dismiss that there are wider things we can do as well. And so we've got some opportunities coming up to affect Bromsgrove in a wider sense. One of those is a number of the churches are looking to get together and do something in Bromsgrove called Street Pastors. Now, you may have heard of that, you may not have done. I haven't got time to go into it in detail. The website is streetpastors.co.uk, and it's basically on either a Friday or a Saturday night. A load of Christians hit the streets at about 10 o'clock until maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning at pub and club turning out time. And they're just there they're very visible with jackets that say Street Pastors. And they're there to talk to people and help people and not do the police's job, but actually just be Jesus out there to people. You know, when I'll probably misquote this, but when Jesus was talking to the disciples and saying, you know, when you're talking about when they helped him, or let me get this right. You know where it talks about giving a glass of water, and it's actually you're doing it for Jesus when you give a glass of water to a stranger. You know when you know the bit I mean, don't you? That's it. Well, actually, this is about doing that on the streets of Bromsgrove. You give out water. The girls come out of the clubs in those silly high heels, and they can't walk home. They take them off. It's giving them a pair of flip flops so they can walk home. And then it's talking to them when they want someone to talk to. And so the churches are getting together to do this. This is done all over the country and in other countries. And there, if anybody is interested in getting involved in that, there's an opportunity. Now, whether we as Grace Church take a leading role in that, we haven't decided yet. But there are churches that are getting together to do it. And it's an opportunity for people, for us to get involved. There's a meeting at Bromsgrove Baptist Church on the 16th of September at 7 p.m. if you want to know more. I'll be there. I'm meeting with the Ascension Trust earlier in the day, and I'll be there in the evening as well. But feel free to come to that just to listen. If you want to know more, streetpastors.co.uk. It's a fantastic initiative. I've seen it work in other places. My parents run one in Ilfracombe, and it's an excellent way of just being out there on the streets. I was also approached by a guy who leads the St Andrew's Church in Chafford, saying, I'm only resourced for 2 more years to do all the stuff I'm involved in Chafford. I want someone to work alongside me to help me pick up some of it when I go and be involved with families in Chafford that are struggling, the poor, the needy. And so I'm starting to explore that with him and ways we can get involved in the stuff that's going on there, because there's some good stuff going on in the schools, in the community. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, and this is very early days, so I'm saying it advisedly, but I'm working with him to see how we can do that together and what we can do. But again, I'm hoping that will provide then opportunities for people to get plugged in to situations where help is needed and we can take in the love of Jesus. You know, that's their opportunities. In the coming months, one of the times of gathering here, we'll do a time of testimonies where we can encourage one another with stories like Moz has told, because that's important that we encourage one another, that we know that these things are going on. I'm going to wrap up with a bit of Isaiah 6 that Pam read. No, I only heard it. I didn't know. I wasn't going to do this. I wrote it down when Pam said this, I wrote it down. That wasn't me and her being on the same wavelength or the Spirit inspiring both of us at the same time. It was the Spirit inspiring Pam, and I'm nicking it. Who will go for me? That's what it says. Who will go for me? That's what God said. Who will go for me? And Isaiah said, send me. Send me. Actually, by being a disciple, we're saying, We should be saying, God, send me. Show me where the need is. Show me where people are ready. Show me where the harvest is. Show me where people are ready to hear your word, and I'll do it. Bring those people into my circle of friends, into my relationships. It's important. The whole vision is important. Yes, we're carrying on building community. We are carrying on as disciples ourselves. But actually, we've got a big, big commission from Jesus to go and make disciples of all nations. We've met with some of those people from all nations who we're supporting and working with. But actually, it's for us in Bromsgrove as well. We're on a mission. It's part of our vision. It's part of what we want to see happen. And so today was just a reminder of that and a refresher. So I felt God say, let's just talk about that a bit more. That we're on a mission. Let's go and see people saved. See people's lives changed. And let's do it together. Let's help one another with it and inspire one another with it.